Zohar Vayetze, Day 2. Chok Yisrael, from 153a. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. A pasuk, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat. Happy are those that guard judgment. The Natri Mehem Nusa de Kutcher Brichu, that they guard the faith of the Holy Blessed Be. Begun to Kutcher Brichu, Ihu Mishpat, because the Holy Blessed Be is judgment. Vrat Zohar Mishpat refers to the sphere of Tiferes. Because a judge has to be balanced. He hears both sides. He hears the side to make the person meritorious, to make him come out responsible. From Chesed and Gvur, right and left, and to this he renders a decision. His mishpat. Mishpat means judgment in the sense of making a decision. That's why I have three judges. So mishpat is Tiferes, and Kutcher Brichu refers to the parts of a Zeranpin, that the sphere of Tiferes includes the whole thing. In order to guard, now it's Zeranpin that gives into Malchus. Malchus is called Emunah, faith. So when a person guards the Mishpat, he guards the faith of Hashem. He guards the Shefa of Malchus into it. It's necessary for a person to guard, that he doesn't turn to another way. Not to Mishpat, but he should guard judgment. Begin to Kutcher Brichu, because the Holy One, blessed be He. Iu Mishpat, He is judgment. All those paths are judgment. Also, it's talk about the verse continues. One who does charity all the time. And is it possible for a person to do charity all the time? But one who strives in the paths of the Torah, he does charity with those that need it. Because anyone who does charity with a poor person, he increases that charity, meaning the level, the sphere of Malchus, which it receives the tzedakah above and below. So he causes the light of the Shekhinah, which manifests in Malchus, to shine above and below. Tochazi, come and see a new light about this. Mani yishtadol b'tzedakah, one who strives in charity, hay tzedakah da'ovid, that charitable act that he does, solak la'ila, arises above, umata la'ila, reaches above, lahau asra de Yaakov, that place of Yaakov, which is the sphere of Tiferes, as we said. He makes an awakening of my nukfin from below. And this goes all the way up to the place of Staka, to the place of Mishpat, the place of Yaakov, which gives down my nukfin, the shefa from above. So when a person does something good below, does charity, he awakens, he brings down upon himself a good flow. Do you receive law that he, Yaakov, is the supernal chariot? Because the Tiferes includes the entire Merkava, the entire chariot. And he draws blessings to that place, all the way down to the Malchus, from the spring of all springs, and from that charitable act he does, he draws, increases blessings, which means from the inner light and surrounding light, to all those below, and to all chariots, and to all hosts of angels, because he managed to reach up to the root chariot, and from there draws down to everything. And they're all blessed, and his added lights, meaning the spheres from the additional Shefa of Ein Sof, as is fitting. Because Hashem created the world as an act of giving, and therefore when a person gives, he awakens that original flow of infinite light into all of creation, on all levels. Begin to kula wikrei ace, because he all called a time. It says he does stucco all the time. What does it mean all the time? A person is doing many things all the time. How could he only be doing stucco all the time? So it means he's drawing a charity, he's drawing an additional Shef of Ein Sof to every level of time, which means every constriction within creation. This was written, it does charity all times. He spreads the infinite light to all constrictions, to all parts of creation. Come and see, at the time when Israel was in the Holy Land, they are drawing blessings from above to below. And when Israel left the Holy Land, they entered into a different domain, a place where Hashem's light is hidden. Blessings were withheld from the world, because they weren't connected to the root connection of all faith. Tochazi, come and see a new light. Yaakov was underneath the holy jurisdiction in the land of Israel, underneath the divine presence directly. Kivin Nafik Meara, once he left the land, all Bishu Achri entered to a different jurisdiction. But he had to do that in order to make the rectification over there, to subjugate the forces on their native territory, to infiltrate. Until he had entered into the other domain, Skali alei kutcher bichu, the Holy One blessed be he was revealed upon him. Bechelm in a dream. In other words, to show him, tell him he's doing the right thing, to strengthen him to hold on over there. He saw everything. He saw all the revelation of divine charity above, all the spiritual levels. Vazlu yimei malachin kedishin, and went with him holy angels. They escorted him. Ad Yosef al-Beira, until he sat upon the well. The cave in the Yosef al-Beira, once he sat upon the well, and the physical well he saw represents the well of faith, that even telling him that even outside of Eretz Israel, Hashem's faith, the light of the Shekhinah would be with him, and he'd be, on the contrary, be able to subjugate the forces in their own element, reveal Hashem's face over there. And that's why Hashem made it work out. He had to do this. The sliku maya legabe, so the water came up to him. Chenav Moshe, thus it was by Moshe. He went over there, the well went up to him, showing that he's like the master of the water, the master of giving to the Shekhinah the revelation of the water of faith in the world. Yitamnes damnes le itse, that there was set up for him, he met up with his wife, because she's drawn from the sphere of Malchus, of Emunah, to his spreading light of Shekhinah in the world, automatically beneath it manifested his zivug, his mate. Raza de Mila, the secret issue, Beira lo slolka elokat chama kishra delay. The well does not arise except when it sees its bond, means the one it's supposed to bond with, the one it gives it its light. This chabra bahadei, to be attached with him. So the Malchus sees its teferis, the aspect it gives to it, and automatically is drawn to it.